Hi, and welcome to Radnor Chatter. I'm here with Matt Rigolizzo, Doug Campbell, and Mitch Lohmeyer. First of all, Doug and Mitch, we want to go to you to talk about last week's Marple game.
I mean, personally, I was actually in New Jersey for the game, so I think we're gonna have to give that to Doug to go
Doug,
to
let's
talk about
take it
the game.
away
Yeah.
here.
As the first Radnor student onto the turf after my hero Sean Mularkey threw the game-winning touchdown to Jahmyr Rider, it was one of the best experiences I've ever experienced in my 4 years at Radnor.
So take us through that those last couple plays, would
All
you?
right, so we were called against Garnet. They got stopped on the 1 yard line. They got stopped, I believe it was on the one. Got stopped on the 1 yard line, end of the game. In overtime, they, or no, they didn't get stopped on the 1 yard line. 2 point conversion to win
What's going on here, Doug?
it.
This is
Doug, I think you got the wrong game, guy.
Doug. No,
It was
listen to
Marple.
me,
Marple
listen to
moved
me.
on, Doug.
Shh, shh.
The Tigers.
They're playing Garnet. I go down to the fence to watch the last drive. And then
So
as
we're
they're
going
close to
all the way back.
scoring,
We're going
Garnet,
far back now.
the
We're going
whole
far back.
entire student section comes down to the fence, clearly jinxing it. They lose the game. We ruined history by jinxing the game.
It kind of
Okay.
sounds like you're just kind of
You
flexing that
are
you were the first one
bearing
to
the lead
do
a little bit. So let's jump to Marple. We don't want to focus too much
Listen
on
to
Garnet.
me. So we get to Marple. Sean Mularkey, my hero, gets the ball after the 60-yarder touchdown. I go down to the fence to get a better look at the view, along
I'm
with
guessing everyone
three other
follows
kids.
you.
And I made sure, me and my friend Ben Verbowski, made sure no one came down to the fence to jinx it. Sean's driving down the field, made about two plays to stay in bounds, even no timeouts left. I'm like, all right. He gets sacked on the second play.
See, I
I
already
go to
know how this
Ross.
ends, and I
I
still
go
have
to Ross, king of
butterflies.
the calf. Game's over. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I was
And then
listening to the
I
game.
have this feeling in my loins every time
I
the
was
game ends
listening to
up.
the game, and this announcer, most monotone, he freaks out when Marple scores. And then when Radnor scores at the very end, so depressed, I'm like, wow, the Raiders lost. And then I realized he's a
That
biased
announcer
guy.
is a fucking
He's a
bozo.
biased guy.
He's
So,
a
Doug,
bozo
finish up
too.
here.
He's the
What
worst announcer.
else do you
So a
have?
dump after the sack, I believe it was a dump off pass, maybe like 5 yarder. Teddy Gurton runs for a good 15 yards, steps out of bounds, maybe a little shot after I'd already said that, game's over. They go down three shots in the end zone from inside the five. Sean throws on the first shot to Matt Rosato, just short of the end zone. If he catches that ball,
Game's
game
over.
over. They run out of time. Thank the Lord he dropped it. Second play, bad snap. Third play, Sean Mularkey iced up. Game over.
Sean Mularkey, I call him the perfect
I
storm.
hopped that fence quicker than I've ever hopped a fence in my life. First one on the field.
No one else could do that. I mean, if we look at past Radnor quarterbacks, Vinny Kelly, Patrick McDermott, you don't see them doing that, do you?
Rob Collins, absolutely not.
Cam
McKenna.
I don't think Pat McDermott has an ounce of clutch in his body.
Not at all. So let's talk about Unionville. Matt, what do you think about this game coming up?
From my sources, the Raiders have had a great week of practice. I don't know if Doug or Mitch know anything about that. Confirm that out.
Yeah, I can confirm that. Being in Coach Ryan's homeroom, homeroom 150, I can safe to say, very, very good practice this week.
I think we just got to clean up the little things. I was pouring through the game tape. I mean, what, 6 for 12, 6 for 13 on third downs? Got to clean that up. That's
How's
got to be a
Unionville
point of
looking this
emphasis.
year?
The Unionville defense, they're small. I'm not gonna lie. Their best player, he's like 6 foot, like a buck 90. Like, that's not that big.
6'6", 300-pound offensive tackle Anthony Lautasina told me that they're a lot
Buffalo
better
commit.
than a or but yeah, Buffalo commit told me that they're a lot better than the 11 seeding.
Big news in the past week. Sean Mularkey committing to Dickinson.
Breaking news. You heard it here first. Breaking news.
How is that going to affect his play? Will it at all?
Well, Matt, I think Sean's commit to Dickinson isn't going to affect his game as much as his unfortunate addiction.
Of
As we
course, to
hear
Venmo.
around, yeah, it has really taken a toll on him. He hasn't shown any signs of, withdrawal during the games, but I'm worried that it's going to start to impact his play, maybe even tomorrow night.
Hey, that's why you guys are there, though. You gotta.
I mean, yeah, you know, we got Venmo signs up in the ruckus. You know, it's – but just hope to God, Sean.
I'll tell you what.
Sean can pull through.
Sean Mularkey, that commit doesn't mean anything to him until
the season's over. Nothing.
Until the season's over. Until they end in December with a win in Hershey.
Let's talk about
– Look, we're focused on Unionville right now.
Though. This Radnor roster. Who's out? Who's in? Who's injured?
Jack Connolly coming off a labrum tear after separating his shoulder in the LM game.
It's gonna be surgery. That's one you hate to see.
But it's also important to mention
he will
yesterday during
Mitch,
school.
Mitch, I'll get there. Okay. All right. So Jack Connolly looking to take some cortisone shots to so he can deal with the pain throughout the game, get a good win, our star linebacker. But an unfortunate incident yesterday in our first period cooking class, Mr. Panger's class, fooling around with a buddy, which, you know, can't happen when you're one of the best teams in Elko.
And who was that buddy?
That might have been me. Mm-hmm. Might have taken a push and went head into the sharp corner, six stitches in the forehead. He's still good to go, though. He's a tough kid, I'll tell you.
Now, let me address one of the most important factors of this game, and I would like to hear your guys' opinions. How is Sammy Scannapico going to affect the outcome of this game?
She is going to be the reason that they lose because she will not leave Kieran alone during the game, and Kieran's going to be distracted. Our defensive MVP as of last year is going to be distracted because of her.
Yeah, you know, I think when I think of Kieran and Sammy's relationship, I think of the movie Major League 2 with pitcher Rick Vaughn, you know, gets the big time girlfriend. She starts making him dress nice, get the cute haircuts, put the product in the hair, and it made him soft. Next thing you know, he's the worst pitcher in baseball. Now, I haven't seen that so far with Kieran, but he need to break up with Sammy before the game tomorrow?
Girlfriend,
you know what it
maybe. I don't know.
Won the first game in history, first playoff game in history. Like Sean, I know it doesn't get Sean's head, Kieran. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, you know what it makes me think of is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah.
Great comparison.
You know, we saw what Mia did to him. He's out for the year.
Potential Kylie Jenner. Or, doing
what, was it Mia? Was it Mia? Or was it
Layla Starr, I believe.
I believe it was Kiara Mia. I am familiar with her work, so okay. I believe it was her. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, it was. Kiara Mia.
So another big scandal coming out this week is Sean saying that Matt is small.
Oh, yeah. You know, it wasn't this week, but it's been highlighted this week as, you know, Unionville prepares for a speedster like Matty Ice Cohen. A couple weeks ago, Sean was interviewed by, I believe,
one and only MDG.
MDC. Matthew DeCourse.
Yeah, Doctor MD. Of course. You know, Sean's in an interview. Matt's not that big, you know, but – obviously, he backed it up.
Sean Chuck.
Well, this brings up the classic debate. Does size matter?
And, you know, I think here it doesn't for Matt.
In relation to heart, absolutely not.
Yeah, you know, MC the mic, as Mr. Braithwaite says. And shout out to Mr. Connor, too, for taking over announcing duties tomorrow during the game of the PA system. You know, as Mr. Braithwaite said, MC hammers his way down the field. You know, that's what Matt does. It doesn't matter what the size is. He still hammers his way down the field.
That's quite the
fun. I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
In an interview, Matt's coach, Tom Ryan, said Matt has deceptive speed. He's a weight room kid. Not the tallest kid in the world, but he works as hard as anybody. And I'll tell you what.
That's the story of the season right there.
That's what I'm saying. And I think in the grand scheme of things, he's got to be a top two player ever to come out of Fawn Hill Road.
Yeah, I have to say.
He's up
personally, there. I think he's the best ever.
That's debatable. Like that's a conversation for another time. We're focused
on
Joey
Riggs might have to take that spot, but
he is the best player out of Fawn Hill that I played with. That's for sure.
I don't know. Well, that'll yet to be determined. This game will determine.
Now I want to talk about something that I saw on social media. 10-line Academy, Dave Bowen, putting up pictures and videos of a rainbow.
That
you think that's an omen?
Getting soft on us?
Maybe
think that's an omen.
Maybe
a
Dave's
rainbow
got a
right
Who
over
knows?
The practice.
I don't know.
You never
if that's
know.
A good thing. Are they getting soft on us with pictures of rainbows? Or
you
is
know,
it just
I you know, I don't think we're getting soft today. And during community period, we had one of our homeroom meetings during community period, and I walk in, first thing I see is Dave Bowen, center Henry Collins going over the X's and O's, just on the board watching the film. I believe Buffalo Commit Anthony Lonacino was there, and they look locked in.
Now, what's this rumor circulating that Hank ate one of the cats that Miss Greenwalt's class dissects?
Sorry.
I have heard that too. I have heard
that. Can you guys comment on any of that? Of course, you guys go to Radnor, so you would know the best. He ate one of the cats that the anatomy class dissects.
You know, I did not hear that one, but
I wouldn't. It wouldn't surprise me.
Looking back at the hints, now that it's suggested to me, wouldn't be too surprised.
Those things smell like piss.
They ruin the science hallway.
They ruin the longest hallway in the Northeast.
Yeah, you cannot get to Jeff Thomas's classroom without fainting from that smell.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, have you noticed Hank? Does he smell different, or did he smell different on said supposed day?
You know, it's funny. I was at his house the other day, and he disappears for a while. And when Hank disappears for a while, you know, he's dropping a mean grumper. And and I walk in there to take a piss. It didn't smell like poop, but it was such a bad smell. And I was like,
did it smell like dead cat?
I remember thinking to myself, it sounds like it smells like an animal died in here.
That very well could be what happened, Doug. That could be what happened.
Well, we definitely have a week coming up. Wow. This game. I want to get your predictions. Matt, what do you think?
I'm taking the Raiders. Raiders running score all day long. Hammer it.
You got a score?
A lot to a little. That's my score.
All right, Mitch, going to you. What's your prediction for this week?
Mitch, we lost you.
All right, we didn't need him anyway.
All right, Doug, actually, wait, your prediction?
I'm getting breaking news. Mitch is on a call.
Oh, call with
this?
With uh-oh, a CBS reporter.
Matt, do you have any details what this call is about?
No. Secret business.
It's top secret stuff.
All right, you know, anonymous.
I wouldn't be surprised if it leaks to Twitter soon, but let's leave it to that, all right?
Well, Doug, why don't you give us your prediction for this game?
Tomorrow night, they're calling for a lot of rain. Unlike last week, they were calling for a little thunder, too. It was just a light drizzle.
I think Radnor brought the thunder, though.
That is a fact. That is a fact. So
how do you think weather's going to affect the game?
Last week, Unionville snuck one out past Springfield 9-0 in an absolute mud bath. So they're not too much of a strong team based off of what I know. So another rainy game. I got a low scoring 17-7 Radnor.
I love it. Right here. I see you work the field goal in there.
Yep.
The Lehigh bound Dylan Van Dusen.
Yep.
DVD.
I mean, we got commits left and right in this team. Jameer Ryder looking to commit soon.
Is that breaking news? Are we going to break it on this podcast? Do you have something we don't know?
You know, my sources tell me that he's leaning towards joining my hero, Sean Malarkey, to bring the dynamic duo to Dickinson College.
That is just what the Dickinson football team needs, because they are not doing too well.
Kyle Addis is
league defense,
in
I'll tell you that.
For a headache, I'll tell you that.
All right, well, my official prediction is 31-10 Raiders.
31-10.
All right.
High scoring for the Raiders, low for Unionville.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm getting I had a question sent in from a future guest. You'll see him at some point. You'll hear him at some point.
Yeah.
His question was, he is an alum of Radnor. He played football. He said he played in the dog days. How is today's team going to play even though they are way too pampered? Do they have what it takes to win? Do they have the grit?
Well, if he says he played in the dog days, that means his team never made it to the playoffs. So I think that answers that there.
You know, I'm not worried about this team one bit because to pull up the text right now, not going to though. Spoke with Sean Malarkey. I believe it was after the Marple game. So they're 2-0, hot win, double overtime. Was it or triple overtime with Marple? And I texted double Sean okay. And I go, the thing about Rounder Sports is people don't believe that they can't play with the best. It's just that mindset the Rounder Sports typically have.
When they beat Marple, I knew that this team was special.
And Sean's response was, we know we can play with anybody in the Central League, but the Central League doesn't know that.
I'm tearing up. I'm tearing up right now.
I got chills, and I still have them. And that's the story of the season right there. Sean Morgan leading them. It's all a mindset.
It's a special win.
That's what makes this team different.
It's a special win for a special team.
Yep.
So there you have it. Three predictions, three Radnor victories.
All right. Thank you, Doug, Matt, and wherever Mitch is. Thanks to him. We will see you next week. But as for now, Radnor Chatter is out. Bottle of Ciroc with it in a Kool-Aid. She done pulled up like I'm getting rid of it. Are you diving, running through my mind? Take a break and we can have a good time. Show you moves like I'm a new James Brown. Me and you should get a room right now. Cause if it's gold, I'll throw it away. You're worth more than every single check. It ain't gonna work if you don't want it to. Best drink I take is when I'm sipping you. You know where I go when we're dancing. Handshaking and shaking and hunting.